Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprns, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Today's scripture readings will be taken from the Book of Esther, Psalms 124, and the Book of Numbers in this first part of the podcast. Please be encouraged to read along with me. All readings are from the NIV. Hear the word of the Lord. Reading from the Book of Esther, chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. So the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther. And as they were drinking wine on the second day, the king asked Queen Esther, "What is your petition?" "It will be given to you. What is your request?" "Even up to the half of the kingdom, it will be granted." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor with you, O king, and if it pleases your majesty, grant me my life. This is my petition. And spare my people. This is my request. For I and my people have been sold for destruction and slaughter and annihilation. If we were merely sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king." King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, "Who is he? Where is the man who has dared to do such a thing?" Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this vile Haman. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, "A gallows 75 feet high stands by Haman's house. He has made it for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king." The king said, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided. Turning now to chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. Mordecai recorded these events and sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies. And as the mouth, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy, and their mourning into a day of celebration, he wrote them to observe the days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. And now we'll turn to Psalm 124, and that will be read in its entirety. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our Lord, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And now we will turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 11, beginning at verse 4. Reading from verses 4 through 6. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again, the Israelites started wailing and saying, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. Moving down to verse 10. Moses heard the people of every family wailing, each at the entrance of his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their forefathers? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, give us meat to eat. I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes and do not let me face my own ruin. The Lord said to Moses, bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting that they may stand there with you. Going to verse 24, reading verses 24 through 29. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and he took of the Spirit what was on him and put the Spirit on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men whose names were Eldad and Medad had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Josiah, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." The words of the word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled "Born for This, Esther" by Mandisa.
Your head down, there's a time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go.
Sometimes you gotta speak when you don't have the blood.
for the second part of the podcast today, we will read from the book of Psalms, the book of James, and the Gospel of Mark, respectively. Starting with Psalm 19, verses 7 through 14, the word of the Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. From the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Is any of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is anyone of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. And now from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. Teacher, said John, I saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward. And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands and go to hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worms does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Praying. Lord, bless the reading, the singing, the hearing, and the application of your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. The closing song is entitled Psalm 19 by Christine Champion.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show with his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night show.
Perfect.
faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth
This is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, inviting all dedicated listeners and new listeners also to tune into godsword.eprn.us on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for words of inspiration as well. That's godsword.eprn.us. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.